When Maryland expanded Medicaid roughly 6 years ago, people with opioid addictions had more treatment options available to them. But despite that, there are more fatal overdoses from opioids than ever. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden is looking at what it takes to get someone into treatment in this installment of her series, In the Hole, Understanding Maryland's Opioid Epidemic.
Daryl Burrell is not yet on the clock for his job at the local opioid addiction outreach group, Be More Power. So he's meeting up with an old friend outside Lexington Market.
My name is Alfred Jackson, but my nickname is Al, and I grew up in South Baltimore.
One of Al and Daryl's childhood friends is down the street at University of Maryland Medical Center, being treated for an opioid overdose. They're waiting to get word from friends who are visiting him. And there are a lot of thoughts racing through their heads.
Just the same way my buddy in there now fighting for his life, could be me.
Al is living with an addiction himself.
I started using, I think, in the age about 14, 15, somewhere, using heroin and cocaine.
He just turned 56.
My whole life been nothing but prison and drugs.
And now the future looks especially grim.
Every day I wake up, somebody calling me, telling me somebody died off of fentanyl. Every day.
Over the last 4 years, fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that is cheaper and deadlier than heroin, has been the major player in overdose deaths nationally, as well as in Maryland. Ingvild Olsen is the director of an opioid treatment program, the Baltimore Institute for Behavior Resources. She says for a while, it looked like there might be a downward trend for fatal opioid overdoses.
You know, Baltimore City had experienced a significant reduction in heroin-related overdose deaths, and fentanyl has really changed the game.
The number of treatment programs in Baltimore has doubled since 2013, the year the General Assembly expanded Medicaid. With that expansion came drug treatment, inpatient, outpatient, medications, counseling, all of it could be paid for with Medicaid.
The number of people who were able to access effective addiction treatment for opiate addiction really expanded in Baltimore City as well as across the state. And so that by the time 2014, 15 came around, the waiting lists that had been weeks long, months long sometimes, was really pretty much down to maybe a week, if that.
Not every part of the treatment puzzle was solved, but hundreds of thousands of people were able to manage their addictions, Olsen says, and the overdose numbers dropped. Then came fentanyl. Suppliers mix it with heroin or cocaine, and it's undetectable to the naked eye. And so, from 2016 to 2018, fatal opioid overdoses about doubled, and the vast majority of those deaths were related to fentanyl. Olsen says people like Al, who have been addicted to heroin for most of their lives, are in a critical state, and it's fentanyl that's driving them into treatment.
So we have patients now who are in their, you know, late 50s, 60s, even like 70, who have been using heroin for a long time, never been in treatment, or maybe they were, you know, kind of, they were incarcerated, or they maybe had gone to some residential level of care for, you know, a couple weeks, years and years ago, but they're now coming and asking for treatment because they are terrified.
I don't even know how I lasted this long. I'm doing this every day.
On his own, Al tried treatment a couple times. Abstinence when he was in jail, and buprenorphine, also known as Suboxone, without much success.
No, I'm not dedicated to the Suboxones like I should be.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm
supposed to take them Suboxones every day.
Oh.
But I wanted to be out here with the drugs.
It's like the drugs rule your life, he says. But now he wants out.
But I'm scared to death, miss. I am really scared.
That's why he called Daryl Burrell, one of his best friends.
I cried on the phone. I had called Daryl, like, I think it was after 11 o'clock at night.
Al knew Daryl had found his way out of addiction. and that he was now counseling others as an outreach worker.
I was like, Daryl, please, man, I'm tired of this, man. Please help me, man. Man, I'm ready. I don't care where you take me, man. I need to get off these streets. I mean, I was tore up.
As Al spoke, some friends who had been checking on their buddy at the hospital arrive.
What did he say?
They got tubes and all that around Joe's nose. They got a defibrillator on his arm.
They report that their friend is in stable condition, but they're not sure what happens next. Al wipes his forehead and looks at Daryl, desperate. Daryl calls someone he knows at a treatment facility in Fells Point.
I got Jane on the phone. She said, bring you past that a day.
He hands the phone to Al.
Hello?
How you doing?
Her name's Jane.
Jane up.
They make a plan for Al to come in 48 hours.
Come over there so I can try to detox myself and get myself back together.
She's got a bed for him. But 48 hours is a long way off. I'm Mary Rose Madden for 88.1 WYPR.
Tomorrow during Morning Edition, Mary Rose will take us on Al's journey to get treatment. You can hear Morning Edition every weekday morning on WYPR from 5 until 9:30.